No One is Above the Law. By Paul Angel. The one thing Democrats and Republicans seem to agree on is that no one is above the law. We've heard it from dozens of government officials, cable newscasters, and mainstream columnists for years. News flash, it's a lie. One of those people who seemed to be above the law, for at least 21 years, was Jeffrey Epstein, the world-renowned pedophile and, it makes sense for us to conclude, professional blackmailer. Epstein did finally receive his own form of justice 6 years ago, when he either killed himself in prison or was executed to banish his secrets to the crypt. His partner in sex trafficking and pedophilia, Ghislaine Maxwell, the woman who procured his victims for him and energetically engaged in the physical abuse, according to trial documents, was sentenced to 20 years in prison for conspiring with Epstein to sexually abuse minors. According to investigators, there were as many as 1,000 girls abused by Epstein and Maxwell on pedophile island Little St. James Island in the U.S. Virgin Islands and at Epstein's various apartments. Even if I let the dark side of my imagination run riot, I find it hard to fathom that Epstein and Maxwell abused 1,000 girls all by themselves. Certainly, we must know of at least one other participant in this widespread and decades-long sexual abuse ring. Or is it, as Trump insists, all just a Democrat conspiracy? Disturbingly, some of the most powerful people in the world regularly rubbed elbows and who knows what else with Epstein, a man who is now considered the most notorious sex offender in American history. These friends included former President Bill Clinton, President Donald Trump, billionaire Bill Gates. His wife divorced him for his association with Epstein, financier Leon Black, industrialist Lex Wexner, and former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, to name but a few high-profile people who were cozy with Epstein. So, while Epstein was committing his crimes, some of the most powerful people in the world were traveling in his perverse orbit. Did these elites know Epstein and Maxwell were abusing young girls? Of course they did. According to people who knew Epstein, his lust for underage girls was hardly a secret. And, as far back as 2008, Brad Edwards, a lawyer for one of Epstein's many victims, told the world. Because of Epstein's deviant appetite for young girls, combined with his extraordinary wealth and power, he may be the most dangerous sexual predator in U.S. history. Then and now, the American people want to know, are some trusted public figures really pedophiles? Thus, in the lead-up to the November 2025 election, Donald Trump promised, should he be elected president, every bit of evidence the government had on Epstein would be released. This would include a client list, damning documents, financial receipts, photographs, videos, all of it. It has now been 8 months since he took the White House, yet, to this day, we don't know any more about this case than we knew before. In her recent interview with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, formerly a longtime personal lawyer and friend of Trump, Maxwell dropped no bombshells, revealing only what she was supposed to. Nothing. Here's a synopsis of her testimony, much of which is clearly fallacious, according to court records. Epstein had no cameras in his home in New York. Lie. Clinton and Trump never did anything inappropriate. Unknown. None of the powerful people who came to visit Epstein's various abodes abused anyone. Lie. All the young women she spoke with seemed happy while under Epstein's employ. Doubtful. She never procured young women for sexual purposes. Lie. She never participated in the abuse of any young women. Lie. Neither she, her father Robert, nor Epstein ever worked for U.S. or Israeli intelligence. Lie. She believes Epstein was killed. She wasn't sure why she was in jail, as she had done nothing wrong. In short, the transcript was basically 400 pages of carefully crafted whitewash. Gallons of it. After telling Blanche nothing, Maxwell was relocated from the co-ed prison in Tallahassee, Florida, in which she had been housed, to the safer federal prison camp in Bryan, Texas. The move was met with outrage from victims and affected families, who saw it as a reward for her cooperation. Interestingly, according to the New York Times, inmates designated as sex offenders are typically housed in low-security prisons, making the move to a minimum. Security facility unusual. In contrast, Attorney General Pam Bondi, who also made big promises about the Epstein files, admitted she had a client list and 300 gigabytes of data and physical evidence, exposing the duo's crimes, including a large volume of images of Epstein, images and videos of victims who are either minors or appear to be minors, and over 10,000 downloaded videos and images of child sex abuse. Yet, Bondi's DOJ, inexplicably, concluded that this systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. There was also no credible evidence found that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals as part of his actions. We did not uncover evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. Approximately $200 million has been paid to 188 victims of Epstein's trafficking operation. Yet, as of August 2025, no one other than Ghislaine Maxwell has been criminally charged in connection with the massive sex trafficking operation. None. Zilch. Zero. Diddly squat. Bubkies. Despite what our politicians say, this case proves beyond doubt that there are rich and powerful people who are most assuredly above the law. Paul Angel is AFP's managing editor. He can be reached by email at angel@americanfreepress.net.